Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1572. Landon was so angry that he gnashed his teeth so hard that it hurt. The death of his father was the greatest source of pain in his life. He would feel a pang of pain just hearing his father's name. But now, Cornelius was using Bill's death to attack him, all for the sake of protecting Zoe. It was a disgrace to Bill. Do you know that your mother fainted on the spot when she heard that Zoe was admitted to the emergency room? Luckily, the servants were there to catch her in time. Otherwise, if she had collapsed and hit her head, you might have lost her. Cornelius continued, Landon, know you're close with Jasper and Alyssa, but never forget that you are a member of the Harper family. You're about to become Harper Group's president, my successor. At this crucial moment, you should focus on managing the company's affairs. Other matters don't need your attention. Cornelia stared at Landon coldly. Heard that you have already taken your girlfriend to propose to the Beckett family privately and have met with the Becketts. Landon's heart skipped a beat. You haven't arranged for me to meet Mr. Javier because you wanted to wait until the appointment is official. By then, you'll have enough confidence to formally propose to the Beckett family. When Cornelius noticed the change in Landon's expression, he knew he had the upper hand. He sat back leisurely in his chair. Mr. Javier is a man of high standards. He's renowned for being difficult to please in the business world of Solana City. If you want him to fully accept you as his son-in-law, you need to show sincerity. Don't you think so, Landon? In the hospital, Julian administered the medicine Jameson had sent to Winston right after he found out it was safe. The next morning, amidst the anxious prayers and anticipation, Winston gradually woke up and opened his eyes. Dad. Alyssa couldn't contain her excitement and rushed to hug Winston tightly. Oh my! You're suffocating me. It seems that Jasper really feeds you well, Winston teased weakly as he patted Alyssa's back. Inwardly, he was overjoyed. I just came back from the brink of death. Are you trying to send me back? Dad, don't say such things. The mix of relief and joy from their reunion made Alyssa hold Winston even tighter. Her eyes shone with tears of happiness. What brink of death? You were just asleep and woke up. Winston sighed and smiled weakly. Lice, this is my body. How could not know my condition? I'm getting old, really old. Before, even if the sky fell, thought I could bear it. But now, without anything happening, I've already fallen. Alyssa's eyes stung with pain, and she felt a lump in her throat. Lice, thank you for taking care of me. I've frightened Ian's 17 apegit at her hair as he tear. Only scanned his children. Dad, you're recovering quickly. There's nothing serious, Jonah said with a forced smile as he walked to the bedside. Everyone nodded, pretending to be relaxed. Don't try to fool me. Winston chuckled. Look at your three mothers. Their eyes are f-swollen, as though yabbies have stung their cure going to pretend, at least make it believable. Your worries are written all over your faces. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Outside the ward, Jasper stood quietly at the door. He was just an outsider, after Jalt Besham stood Akel. Ho exchanged awkward glances with Jasper. After a long silence, Jasper finally spoke. "Axel, why don't you go in?"
"Why should I?"
Axel crossed his arms and raised an eyebrow in response. Chapter 1573. Jasper said, "Your family is all inside.
So?
Do have to join them. Will squeezing in get me some reward?" Axel tilted his head and narrowed his eyes. Looking at his mischievous expression, Jasper smiled faintly. Despite Axel's tough demeanor, the faint redness at the corners of his eyes betrayed his concern for Winston. Avois called out urgently, "Axel." Liam had rushed back from Lake Town overnight. He was still in his military uniform. "Liam." Axel's eyes lit up, and he hurried over.
"How's Dad?"
Liam's eyes were red from exhaustion. He was decisive on the battlefield, but now he appeared cautious. Axel's usually sharp gaze softened as he placed his hand on Liam's shoulder badge.
"Don't worry.
He has woken up.
That's good.
I'll go in and see Dad." Liam finally relaxed. Just as he wanted to enter the ward, he noticed Jasper's tall figure standing nearby. His expression darkened at once. "Why is he here?" Jasper's throat tightened, his long lashes trembling slightly. Scratching his head, Axel grinned, revealing a row of white teeth. "Who else is going to be here if not him? He follows where his woman goes, of course."
"His woman?"
Liam's tone was icy, devoid of any warmth. "You guys are so easily swayed by him."
"Liam, I..."
"No matter how he tries to make amends now, it's useless. In my eyes, the harm he caused lies is unforgivable." Liam's eyes turned red. His gaze was so sharp, like a blade on Jasper's neck. "I will never forget the pain Lice endured because of him. Lice's child died because of this jackass." After saying that, he stepped inside and slammed the door shut. Jasper stood rooted to the spot, his mouth agape, overwhelmed by a surge of emotions that constricted his throat and brought tears to his eyes.
"Hey, are you still here?"
Axel snapped his fingers in front of Jasper, causing the latter to startle and bow his head.
"Sorry.
Sorry my ass. Look at you, with your head hung low like a wilted plant. Really want to hit you with a stun gun." Axel punched Jasper hard in the chest. Despite the impact, Jasper remained unmoved. "If were you, the more he looks down on me, the more I'd cling to Lice, pester her, low fon. Tree shaven alive. LD never give up until he accepted me. Why are you dejected after a couple of criticisms? Where's that stubbornness of yours, Jasper?" Jasper's Adam's apple bobbed. "I'm pestering her, aren't I?
Don't worry.
For Lice, can be even more shameless than Jameson." Axel nodded approvingly, his expression saying, "You've got potential.
Just.
It's all in the past." Axel's voice interrupted him, shaking his head. "In Lice's journey to find her partner, we can only protect her, not judge her. If she's completely at peace, we have no right to meddle. Liam has had his own logic in everything he does since he was young. He's thinst poor and he'd utter ostve to advice. Even Jonah, Silas, and Cyrus together can't sway him. Jasper, you may have to prepare yourself for him never forgiving you. Nothing in P partit, but as long as E. Winston and Jonah slowly accept you, you've done your duty. Jasper looked deeply into Axel's eyes, feeling a warmth flooding his heart.